To action item number six, report and possible discussion on investment officer's report for third quarter fiscal year 2010. John Hawes and Valley View Consulting.
Okay. This is required. This is a report only, and it's required on the Public Funds Investment Act each quarter to report the status of our portfolio. Again, you received detailed schedules and reports on this on the status of our portfolio. If you'll put slide, and then I think we have slides hopefully for Valley. Give me mine first, please. Mine just a single slide, and then I'll while she's doing that, let me introduce. Valley View Consulting is the firm that you all hired 2 years ago to help us with our investments, to manage the investment of our portfolio. We have Susan Anderson here and Gary Cook, who are from Valley View, and they're going to make a brief presentation in just a second just about the overall economics of what's going on and how that's impacted our portfolio. Very quickly, though, just in summary, our portfolio balances down to about, and this is restricted and unrestricted cash, so it's not just, it doesn't tie exactly to the budget stuff because it's got bond proceeds and other things. And then the average yield to maturity has gone down. And they'll talk about that in more detail in just a minute. But
thank you, John. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, board members, and staff. The investment presentation for this third quarter period ended May 31st includes a review of the portfolio performance highlights and for the period with the brief assessment of the current market conditions and outlook for the future. Also includes a summary of actions that have been taken to add value to the portfolio.
Thank you. If you could switch to the third screen. I wanted to point out to you, you do receive each quarter a pretty detailed report of your portfolio program. That would be the next page, please. I would focus your attention as board members on some very important pieces of information for you to consider when you're looking at the health and performance of your portfolio. Next screen. This is your second page of the report that you received. In the center of that report, you will see the change quarter to quarter, both in book value and market value. You see that during this quarter, the portfolio declined about $2.61 million. That's, you know, general operating and project cost expenditures during the quarter where your outflow was less than your inflow of money during that period of time. So it's important for you to focus on what has happened quarter to quarter. Another good piece of information in these two sets of numbers is to consider what the difference between the book value and the market value is. As board members, you don't want to see a great negative disparity between the book value and the market value. Here, they're very, very close. If you did see market value to be much less than book value, that would prompt a question, what's going on with the relative safety of the program? Next screen, please. Another interesting bit of information for you to focus on is the average yield for each component of your portfolio, a 0.4% for your essentially cash component when the other cash type of assets are returning right now a 0.2% or less, your cash component is at a 0.4, which is a very good thing. The average yield of the remainder of the program, the securities and CDs, is at 1.28%. Next screen, please. You can see the comparison here for the current quarter. Your total portfolio was returning a 1.1%, which sounds really low, except when you look at the average yield on a one-year treasury, which is your performance benchmark by policy, you can see that you've earned 69 basis points higher than your policy. Because your portfolio actually had an average life of about half a year, if you compared that to the six-month treasury of 0.22%, you can see that you're yielding much greater than a true comparable. Next slide, please. For the fiscal year to date, your total portfolio has been a 1.24%, again, to the same benchmark of a 0.38%, 86 basis points higher. Next slide. And then finally on this screen, focus on the interest income both for this current quarter and fiscal year to date. So those are the main things that you should look at as board members when you receive this report. Next slide, please. On page 3 of your report, this gives you the detail of how your portfolio is invested at the end of the fiscal quarter. And you can see that it is spread out all the way out to a maturity date of 2012. You see a lot of different banks that are being utilized for the CDs. You see in the column, the second from the right, that the average life totals 177 days, essentially half a year, and you see how the interest is calculated. Next slide, please. Other screens that are important to consider, diversification is very important considering the risk of your program. On page 4 of your report, you see how the diversification is for by sector. You do have a large component of certificates of deposit because that's the best place to be right now. Your policy allows up to 80%, so we are right under that allowable. The other screen to focus on page 5, you see the bar chart that has the pink and the blue bar shows that you are your maturities are scheduled out through the year. You don't have a large component that's overnight or a large component that's too far out. They're nicely spread over the year. Next slide, please. Another thing to focus on in the report on page 6, this page gives you the transactions for the quarter, the purchases, and the maturities. So you like to look at and see what kinds of transactions actually happened during the quarter. Next slide. And then finally, this is the market value slide. If you did see a disparity on the summary page, you would want to flip back to this page to see if there is a certain security or group of securities that have caused that deterioration in market value. Next slide, please. You have in your report screens of economic conditions. This is just for your information. If you'll notice the U.S. Treasury historical yield up in the upper left-hand corner, consider the red and the blue lines. Between those two lines is really where you can focus your investment by law. And you can see what's happened to those two interest rates since mid-2008. There has been a large rush to quality because of the economic turmoil that's gone on universally. Everybody, when you have economic turmoil, all investors fly to quality impacts those types of investments. So you have a lot of demand, and unfortunately that's where you have to participate. Those interest rates have plummeted. Next slide, please. I know you've got a very large economic overview when you were considering your retirement program this morning, but just basically for your investments in this part of your portfolio, if you look at three things, you'll generally get some kind of a grasp of where those particular investments are going over time. Looking at home sales, looking at employment, we have had some very devastating occurrences both in the home sector and the employment sector. Until you start to see any kind of improvement in those, you're not going to expect to see interest rates move up significantly in the sectors that you look at. Next slide, please. Because all of that impacts consumer confidence. It's no coincidence that the light blue section of the graph is recession. It's no coincidence that you see a plummeting of consumer confidence right before you enter into the recessionary period, nor do you see an uptick in consumer confidence when you're moving out of recession. So we watch these numbers very closely. We're still a ways from calling it out of the recessionary period. So look for interest rates to stay pretty much where they are for a while. Next slide, please. Value added during our investment advisory contract. The upper blue bar charts, every time we executed a trade, we kept records of where the alternative rates were on the days that we invested. I can tell you that of all of the executions that we did over the past year, 2 years, only two of them were not CDs. That just tells you that the market is driving the CDs because they're so much higher. If you look at the incremental yield of a CD versus an agency or a pool, it's pretty dramatic when you carry it down to the green graph to show that we picked up over 1.7, almost 1.8 million by opting CDs over investment pools, and the same can be said going through the different options that we had available. Next slide, please. And then finally, since inception, we actually executed 50 trades. As I mentioned, only two of those were not CDs. The trades totaled approximately $139 million, and we looked at how much incremental yield for the trades versus a pool. We picked up 104 basis points, which meant income of almost $1.8 million, and over Treasuries, 92 basis points, a pickup of over $1.3 million over Treasuries, and then agencies, almost a million, 70 basis points. So, you know, I believe we did select the right alternatives for your portfolio. Going forward, I think that we're probably going to be in CD territory for some continued period of time until the markets complete the recovery, and then you start to see investors moving more out of Treasuries and agencies and into other sectors of the market. That's when you'll see interest rates improve. Well, yes?
Well, I heard this morning that unemployment was projected to be at 9% for the next foreseeable future.
Right. It will. It will, because the bottom line, it impacts consumer confidence. The question was if the unemployment rate hovers around 9%, what does that mean for short-term interest rates? And what it means is that the recovery is going to be a long, drawn-out process. It means that consumer confidence is not going to pick up for any foreseeable future. And what that means is that we will remain pretty much in these doldrums for a while.
Okay. Have you found that the CDRs are having a higher yield than others when you combine those?
The CDR, the yes. CDRS, the CDRS yes. program, the CDRS program being the bank CD.
Correct.
It's kind of off and on because CDRS, as we discussed with you when we got the contract, at that point in time, the CDRS program where you actually have a number of banks participating in each investment, they were yielding quite a bit more at that point in time. They have pulled back now. There's been some regulatory changes or perception of regulatory changes regarding the CDRS program, and that has put some pressure downward on those rates. So we're seeing actually better rates in the direct CDs with a direct bank rather than the CDRS program right now. And it could change when all this regulatory stuff gets ironed out.
Okay. Any other questions? Any other questions? Well, I think in wrapping up, it's important to note that the portfolio is in compliance with the Public Funds Investment Act and the authority's investment policy. It's safe with sufficient liquidity to meet the obligations as they occur while adding value through investments based on cash flow projections. So appreciate your time. Any other questions?
Any other questions? Thank you very much.